Hey, Drew.
Yeah?
Guess where my son is committing to go to college and play football?
University of Kentucky?
No.
Well, now he's just ruined it. Hey, everybody. It's Nolan North. And yes, despite Drew's snarky answer. Welcome to Seattle, University of Washington. Tomorrow, my boy, my youngest, it's like National Early Signing Day, man. December 18th.
And, that's so cool, dude.
And he's committed on his Twitter, and there's been a lot of replayers who showed him some love out there. Appreciate that. It's really nice. Very, very proud, Papa. So proud that I got the purple shoes. I mean, these are my, they're a deep purple. They're an indigo purple, I'm going to go with. Look at that, but it's cool. They have these little things. See the W for Washington? That comes off. And then this one says, Go Dogs, because they're mascots. They're the Huskies.
Yeah.
And Steph, I want to, you can show them the mascot. See, that's the Husky.
It's cute.
And this is my favorite photo. It's a puppy. Yeah. That's the new Husky. His name, you know what they call him? His name's Dubs.
Dubs?
Because they call it U-Dub.
Oh, yeah.
W.
That makes sense. Those are some swanky shoes.
Are those? I mean, those you know what? Most times you need to go to the school, be a parent of someone who's going to the school, or you're Willy Wonka, one of his Oompa Loompas, I think. You know, because I actually had to cut the bells off. Yes, very excited. It's been a whirlwind. Got his the commitment, but we're very, very excited.
I mean,
I'm very proud of both my boys.
You must be just like glowing, man. Like, that's super cool, right? I mean,
it's really big. It's a really big deal. And for those of you overseas, or if you're not into college sports, college football, it's kind of a big deal. If you play college football at all at university, that's a big deal. Or any kind of athletic, it's a big deal. But if you get to the Division I level, it's even a bigger deal. And then in the Division I level, if you're able to break into one of the, it's called the Power Five conferences, ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, and the Pac-12. Washington happens to be in the Pac-12, currently ranked at the time of this filming, 22 in the country. They have a game. They could have gone up and down by now. I'm not sure. But yeah, really, really good team. And one of the things, the coach is good people. It's the kind of guy you're really glad that your kids are going to be mentored by men with character and integrity.
Yeah.
And it's also happens to be an incredibly fine academic institution.
Yeah.
So, you know, he won't be a shithead. You know, he gets tackled too many times in his head. He's like, I die, I like eggs. You know. I don't want. That's what he's like now.
Yeah.
But if he got rattled around some more,
maybe.
Root. Ooh,
you know, baby. That
is, that's a little foreshadowing to next week's special guest.
Yeah.
Topics and tangents time here on the Big Retro Replay Show. And if, in case you don't know, Nolan North, Drusephine J. Drusef. Paul Both on the monitors, making us sound groovy and cool. We're in the basement, and there's a tree. Topics and tangents this week. I don't even need my glasses for this. I know this story. Amazing. And the reason why Florida sucks.
But also awesome at the same time, I think.
No. I don't know if people out there know that I have a fear of like sharks and things like that, but it's actually any kind of predator that I could be eaten by.
Hmm.
I just feel like a shark, a crocodile, something that's going to... Yeah.
And Donnie behind ingest. Safeway, you're pretty scared of him too. Donnie behind Safeway?
Well, Donnie behind the Safeway is, yeah. I mean, I was afraid of him, but he finally lost that last tooth.
Oh.
So now he just kind of gums at my ankles. I'm like, Donnie, it tickles. No, this is great. So Richard Wilbanks, 74-year-old man in Florida, walking his, I guess it wasn't on a leash, 3-month-old little King Charles Spaniel, little Cavalier puppy. Freaking alligator comes up, snatches the puppy. This happens a lot in Florida too. This is a serious thing. And grabs him, and people know that alligators do, and they take their prey back down and they drown it and shove it under a log to tenderize it, which actually is a pretty good idea. if you're going to look to eat raw meat, you want to get it soft. And this guy, the best part, I'll save the best part for last. The guy jumped into the water. 74-year-old man jumps in water. Look at this. Look at this guy. Goes at, what is he doing? Pulls the the alligator out. Look at the little puppy. Poor little thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And he yanks its jaws open. But can we just pause that for a second? Or can you just look? Guys, he never took his cigar out of his mouth.
So awesome.
Is that Mike Ditka? Is that the great Chicago Bears football coach? Is that the most manly? That guy's just like, I'm going to go shave my puppy. I'm going to turn this fucker into a pair of boots or a belt. And I'm certainly not going to, I'll be damned if I relight my Arturo Fuente.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. What a champion.
Yeah. I mean,
I thought my dad was a big shot when he was like started putting with his cigar, right? You know, because he'd be playing golf and you know you usually take it out when you swing. He just started, didn't care, to the point the smoke's in his face, his eyes are watering. He's like, he made more putts that way too. By
it's
the way.
So Sign amazing. Up. I mean,
how the hell is that? This guy. By the way, guys, I wouldn't even do this story if something bad happened to the puppy. Puncture wounds to the belly. Which I actually had a puppy that was grabbed by a coyote. And the funny thing is you just react. I was watching this and I had a puppy. I think I've told this story before. Let it out one morning, just in my underwear, just half asleep. Let it out in the morning, 6:30, whatever. The two little puppies. All of a sudden, one is losing its mind. One is screeching like a sound I haven't heard. I jumped up, ran out, and a coyote is running across my lawn with one of the puppies in his mouth.
Oh my gosh.
But it was... Coyotes aren't that big.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a dingo, you know, but didn't take the baby, took my baby puppy. Australia just went, nope, click. we just lost everyone in Australia.
Like the five. Yes. Five and, them.
No, but they, and I just instinctively, hey, and I ran and tried to tackle a coyote and it dropped the dog, the puppy, and jumped a 6-foot wood fence, like oh just gosh. Leaped it, like to the top and gone. And actually, I remember, I'll never forget, it kind of jumped to the top, four little paws on the top of a fence, and it looked back like f*** you, and just left. Like I took its breakfast, which was my puppy. But yeah, puncture wounds, just like that. So, but look at that little dog.
I know.
And the cutest little puppy. And that. Yeah. I hate that. Hate alligators for that. Hate Florida for having that.
Yeah.
Like, look, and now he still takes the dog on a walk, but he puts him on a leash.
Yeah.
But I,
which is smart.
There was a woman, I think there was a woman killed when she had her dog on a leash and a big alligator came out and grabbed it and she had it on her leash and it pulled her in and down and she drowned, I think. I mean, listen, if you're walking your dog in Florida, first of all, move from Florida. second of all, if you're walking your dog, have it on a leash and near no bodies of water. Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Alligators are fast too. Have you seen those suckers move?
Yeah. You gotta go sides. You gotta go side on them. Yeah. You gotta zig it.
Yeah.
People say zigzag. I'm like, I'm just gonna zig one way.
Oh, really? You don't go.
I'm just
back
gonna do a hard 90 degree turn.
Yeah.
Just keep running in a square. To like catch up.
Just keep running. I think you're gonna run into it at that point.
Well, I'm not that quick anymore.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
That might confuse it. But no, seriously, it's like,
I no, got you by quick, the tail.
But it's horrible. And then they bring it, into the murky deep, shove you under a log and wait till you're softer than mashed potatoes.
I feel like this is what, I feel like Sully, this is like Sully in retirement, like walking his dog and beating up alligators with a cigar still in his mouth.
Is there any way we could like redo that footage to where the guy is pulling Richard McGonagall's jaws open to let the dog out?
That's a nice
cigar. By the way, this is something like Sully would do.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, that guy with the cigar, it's Victor Sullivan.
It is.
It could be the real life Victor Sullivan.
Yeah.
Not losing the cigar is just what a king.
Yeah.
That guy is a king. Richard Wilbanks, my hat's off to you. God bless you. And Little Gunner. Great name too. Little Gunner is King Charles Spaniel. Drew, what are we playing today?
Man, we have a special game for you today.
Special, special game.
Special, special game.
This is not going to be good. I know what we're playing. We are playing Spider-Man Miles Morales, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
PS5. We got one to the studio. Don't try to steal it. We lock it up, and we have that alligator from the video earlier guarding it. So if you are a puppy, he will mess you up. Unless, of course, you're a 74-year-old man with a cigar. Huge hit, great game. I actually tried to practice this a little bit before today's show. It was useless. My son, you know about my son? He's going to Washington.
Oh.
Did I mention that? He's a football player. My youngest, he's big time into Spider-Man. He's beaten the game. And I went in there and watched him play. And he's pretty good because he's really good. He's beaten the game and he just goes back and just, it is stunning, this game. Visually, this game is just unbelievable. I think he's web-slinging all over Seattle, where, I don't know if you guys know, is where the University of Washington, it's not Seattle, it's New York.
Yeah, it's
but the point is, it's, and I, you know, my favorite part is it has the Avengers, what's it, like Stark Tower, is that
Stark
right?
Tower, yeah, Avengers Tower.
Avengers Tower. I call it Stark Tower because Tony Stark, that was me. You know it.
Well, it was Stark Tower at one point.
Huh?
It was.
Yeah, I know. I sold it for $1 billion. In Cougar Ranch. But he goes up at the top and he can sit at the top and then just do this look over. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, I felt bad though. He was like, as he was like getting tired, he's like, yeah, he's just showing me stuff. And they said, you don't report of the crime over here like that. And I'm like, it's a crime over there. And he goes, yeah. He said, yeah, but I already did that one. I'll show you over here. And I'm going, yeah, but there's people in trouble.
You're Spider-Man.
It's so cool. It's so real.
Yeah. Well, and I think what's
I'm really amped up right now.
You are.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's go.
All right.
Drew, time to take a moment to thank our sponsor today, NordVPN. I'm loving me some NordVPN. Guys, you want secure private access to the internet with the VPN that tech experts at Wired, The Verge, CNET, TechRadar, many, many more are calling the best. They recommend it the highest. Now, I am guilty of tapping into any internet connection I can get. My neighbor still doesn't know I'm using his Wi-Fi. But the point is, he wouldn't have to worry about guys like me if he had NordVPN protecting his data. It's not very good data. I'll send you the link. They have over 5,500 servers in 60 countries, and it's super, super fast no matter where you are. And the cherry on top of the proverbial sundae is something they call CyberSec. Drew, I love me some CyberSec. You know why? It blocks malware and those annoying ads that autoplay at full blast and wake up some people's wives while you're trying to get the score to see if the New York Giants made any trades. Anyway, NordVPN is going to let her sleep sounder because none of that's going to happen. Protect yourself while you're doing your holiday shopping this season with a special NordVPN holiday deal. That's right. You're going to get 68% off a 2-year plan and to get an additional 4 months for free. And all you got to do is go to nordvpn.org/retroreplay. Put in the coupon code retroreplay and it's yours. That's right. nordvpn.org/retroreplay. Use the coupon code retroreplay, 68% off. 2-year plan plus 4 additional months for free. Check them out. NordVPN. Protect your data now. Hey, everybody. It's Felicia Day. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. How you doing? You've been a preschool teacher, correct?
I just attended my child's preschool right before this because I needed to do preschool with her. That's what I do, man. I have a 3-year-old, which is kind of crazy. But
with a great name, Calliope, right?
Calliope. But Calliope is how you pronounce it if you're Greek. Are you Greek, Nolan?
Yes, I'm from certain time, yay. Calliope. Calliope.
Calliope. Kind of like the really loud, I guess, steam-powered pipe organ from the 19th century. And she's very loud. So she.
So it works.
And, yeah, it works. And her name means beautiful voice because she's named after the Greek muse, the head of the Greek muses, the muse of epic poetry and song. But she's not so much a singer as much of a screamer, so that's different. But maybe if she gets older,
you know what? This is This is like I feel like so I'm on the other end of the spectrum. My kids are 20 and 17, and like, did you hear that? Her name is Calliope. It's Greek. It's a beautiful song, and it's like this thought went into it. My son's name means barrel maker, and we found it in a book while we were making pasta.
What?
Cooper.
Really?
Oh, that's a barrel maker. Cooper. I mean, it's like, it's a cool name. Coop, what's up? I mean, love it. But, and the other one's just a family name, Jarrett.
They have personality. It's not like John and Adam or something. No offense to Johns or Adams.
But, I know, but like, I've met people with, that's a beautiful name, Calliope. And I met somebody named Orion. I'm like, oh, wow, oh, that's isn't that cool. Interesting? And I'm like,
that's cool,
yeah. Name. And, you know. Cooper.
Don't put your kids down. It's too late, man. You can't go
I'm
back.
Not putting that's them way, down. I'm putting late. Us down. They didn't sit there and come out of the womb and, Cooper.
I mean, Nolan is a pretty good name. Nolan is unusual.
Nolan North, a man with two last names. Shifty.
That's true. My friend Will Wheaton has a kid named Nolan.
Will has a... So. I didn't know Will's mm-hmm. son's name Nolan. Really?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, Nolan and Ryan. So look at you. You got a Nolan friend.
Wait a minute. Never stop. Stop. Well, his name's, his kids are Nolan and Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, do you know, I was named after the famous baseball player, Nolan Ryan. There's a famous baseball player, played for the Texas Rangers, California Angels, Houston Astros. His name is Nolan Ryan. That's who I was named after. He has kids named Nolan Ryan. He's outdone me. That's amazing. Next time I see Will Wheaton, I'm just going to hug him.
I don't know anything about what you just said.
It's baseball. I was a baseball player, and it's a big deal to me that his sons are Nolan. Okay, you know what, by the way? Hey, at least you're not unsubscribing like everybody else right now.
Wow, actively?
I can hear it. I can hear it every time I start talking.
You can't look at that, man.
Things.
You can't look at that stuff.
No, I don't really. I'm just making it up. No, mm-hmm. But Drew is over there panicking and sweating. And he's like, stop with the sports. So what have you been doing through all this crazy pandemic? Last time, we've had the opportunity to work together on Con Man.
Because my head is stuck so far up my own ass.
Ugh. We've had a bunch mm-hmm. of I've had a bunch of people on there from the show. Alan, Todd Stashwick, a bunch of folks. And we had so much fun because Alan's crazy and we all know that
in the best way.
And I was, you know, flipping through the Twitters and everything there. And I saw you, big part of the Supernatural finale.
I do. And the second I let my guard down, Stevie is just, she's gone.
That's right. I was in the last episode, just a little brief thing, but I had an episode 18. It was real sad. I've been on that show for 8 years on and off. Yeah. So it was definitely, it's a weird year. A lot of things ending. And I've been under construction for the last 10 months. You'll see that my office is going to look better than this, but I just literally moved in the last 2 days. So I'm waiting to put my books up. I have a little sound booth going in one section.
It's perfect.
Over here where these boxes are. It's not like a real sound booth. Do you have a real sound booth at your house?
I have a closet
exactly.
I have a padded closet, and it was like that when I moved in, which is weird because I don't know what they kept in there. we found some teeth and a lot of scratch marks. But the point is, that desk behind, is that a treadmill? Walking treadmill desk?
It's a treadmill desk, and the desk can go up and down. So I can put a chair on it and like real be lazy, and then I feel guilty, and I'll be like, I'll eat a brownie while I'm walking.
We'll see whether you're balanced. That's good balance. That's feng shui.
Exactly.
Or something like exactly. that. That's yin yang.
Yes.
I like it.
I know that it's like an old person thing, but like, I'm, you know, I don't actually exercise. So if I walk on there 1 hour a day, I'm like, I can have whatever I want for dinner.
I don't think that's an old person thing at all, because my father's an old person and he doesn't have one. If you had a lazy boy and a remote control handcuffed to your wrist, that's an old person thing.
Okay. Well, I don't have that yet. Although I do like to do the Ken from the paper. It's like a little, it's like a Sudoku, but it's like with adding. And I'm like, I'm really into that.
Look, see, I can't do adding. I don't do math. No math.
Do you, really?
No, I've said that when in school, when they introduced letters into math, I was out.
See, that's when I got interested.
See, you're a smart person. I can't talk to you about this.
Because I can't even do theory. I mean, like all the math that I'm interested in is theoretical, but when it comes to like balancing checkbooks and stuff, give me some letters.
No, well, that's why we're actors and entertainers. We just hire other people.
Exactly.
So no, but getting back to the thing, since my kids are older now, I'm kind of looking to, you know, I've re-signed with I've signed up with a new agency and
congratulations.
Yeah. So we're going to explore opportunities more back into the on-camera stuff. Because I have projects going on with gaming and some animation, and it's a lot of fun, and I don't plan on stopping that ever because it's the best. But yeah. You're right, you could do that from anywhere. But I'm one of these people that like I don't want to move to Atlanta unless hey, you just got picked up on a show, we need you here. I'm like, okay, then yeah. I'll go because I don't want to go to Atlanta and book a job in L.A. or book
no,
a job
would
in
be
Vancouver.
Annoying. That would be super annoying for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It would just,
although, you know, both, I would not want to live in Atlanta necessarily, but, I could live in Vancouver. Vancouver is where Supernatural shot. It's where Eureka shot. And so I've been going back and forth to Vancouver for like the last 10 years working. I actually didn't work in LA for so many years until earlier this year. Was it this year or last year? I did The Rookie. I did an episode of The Rookie.
With Nathan,
it was the first time in years that I had driven to work. Because otherwise, I fly somewhere, I fly to Vancouver, and I get driven to work. So I was like, I'm driving to work. This is so weird.
That's crazy. Yeah, I have yet to be on that show, Nathan.
Uh-oh, you got to call him.
I can't call him. Too embarrassed.
Why not? Yeah, I am too. But you know, I know people who are literally like, they'll just hit people up who are showrunners and be like, hey, I need a job. And then they'll just get cast. I'm like, I can't do it. It feels weird to do that.
Oh, I would definitely do that. I'd show up at their house with pie. I'm like, I heard you like
pecan. What
pecans.
Kind of pie though?
Pecan
what
pie.
Kind of pie?
Pecan.
Gotta make sure they don't have a nut allergy.
Well.
That's like a weapon.
They don't
of
have one now, they'll get one. Well, I know, I guess we can go pumpkin, I guess.
Pumpkin's real. That's a good safe one, but you can't give it past January because it becomes like.
Then really it's weird. Everybody thinks this is old, isn't it? You're like, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I bought that 6 weeks ago. It shouldn't be that color. So what do you, this beautiful office, which I want, you're going to send me an after picture by the time this airs.
Yes, I will.
You send me an after picture of yourself sitting there.
Okay, yeah. They'll have like books up here. They'll have a little sound, like I said, a sound area here with some attractively colored sound panels. Basically, I've been streaming a lot on Twitch. I've been really enjoying that. I've been trying to write, but honestly, I've been on construction and it was supposed to take 4 months and it took 10.
Wow.
So that was stressful. Yeah. And I usually fly 2 to 3 times a month, and I have not flown since March. So that's been weird, but it's been good because my closets are clean and my baby and I have been hanging out a lot more. And I have been doing a little bit of writing, but mostly streaming. I stream like 4 to 5 times a week now, and I just like it. It's just fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, the one thing that I've noticed through this whole global pandemic is that ability to connect with your family and to kind of look at your life and kind of streamline things going, you know, I really don't need that. I mean, mm-hmm. we realized that we were eating out way too much, not because we wanted to, but because we were just lazy rather than try to coordinate everybody's schedules. Cause you know, my wife is doing her thing and this son's doing this and this one's doing that and I'm doing this. And then you converge and, you know, we have three huge dogs who look and go, somebody going to feed us? And we're
of
like,
course.
Oh,
that's
here we
all
go.
They care about. Those
yeah.
Dogs.
So
they care about you a little bit only because you're a food vehicle.
Yeah. But I'm a good food vehicle. I got rid of the dog food, Drew. No more dog food for them. We go rice, big pumpkin from Smart and Final. You can get a big old tub of it. And ground turkey, like can get.
Oh.
And they're healthier. I'm telling you.
Well, when I had a dog, we used to make rice, peas, carrots, frozen peas and carrots, rice, and free range chicken. And he'd get a little stew because he had stomach issues. So he passed away several years ago, but he was very well. His coat was so glossy after that, you know? They really look healthy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's what, well, we had to do it. But it's been great. Thank God nobody's gotten ill. We try to, you know, follow the guidelines and stay safe as we can. And, you know, it's been a good family time. So I guess that's all
You got to take the stuff that's the highlight out of it, you know? I mean, you got to look at a bad situation and say like, okay, what can I take from this that's positive? And right. I'm certainly spending more time with my family. And you're right, I'm cooking. I'm doing a lot more. I'm enjoying the moment a lot more versus like always living in what I should be doing next, which I think is how we should live anyway. If right. I ever went to meditation class, I probably would have learned that a long time ago, but you know.
I promised myself that was something I was going to learn. Yoga and meditation, I hear it's great. You know, I need to be more flexible. No, nothing. I'll sit there just like a bag of chips and just watch a movie. Watch a movie I'd already seen. And just, that's my form of meditation, just between
the
crunching.
That's your mind. Listen, you're mindful. Your mindfulness needs some lack right? of minding.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. No, but it's been crazy, but as everybody knows, in 2 weeks, it's all over, right? 2021 rolls in. I think it all goes away. Isn't that right?
No, I think we all have this psychological thing that something's going to change. And then when we find out it's not going to change, we're all going to be even more depressed. But it's just what it is, you know?
There's got to be light at the end of the tunnel. I know things have surged recently, but it's like, come on. Just come on. Baby needs a new pair of shoes. Blowing the dice, roll the dice.
Well, if everybody stayed in for a couple months, then we would all have no problems like other countries. But unfortunately, whenever I go, I don't go out at all. I just go to the store, you know, when I have to, the grocery mm-hmm. store. And I just see people like, the last couple of months has been crazy because people are just like on the sidewalk having, you know, standing in line for outdoor dining and going to bars. And I'm just like, wait, is this not going on anymore? And more people are, it's just bad. Everything is bad.
Well, it'll be okay though. We'll get through it all. Talk to me about Spider-Man. Now, I'm going to go back in on my own time because my son's really good at it, and he gave me some pointers. I failed miserably. I'm not looking too good today. Not bad, mm-hmm. but not too good. Have you streamed this? Have you played this game?
No. I've not played it because I don't have a PS5 or PS4 hooked up, and I'm just mainly a PC gamer, so I play mostly on my PC. What I've been playing lately is, well, I got back into WoW, and I've been doing D&D, and we've been playing Among Us a lot, and I've been playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which is okay. I'm going to start a new one called Phoenix Immortals, I think, just came out, so... I like my big adventure games, and I like playing multiplayer games with my friends. That's been actually the highlight of the whole summer. Like, it's just so much fun to be able to play with like 10 other players, and it's really fun. So,
very cool.
Other than that, I really do. I've never played a Spider-Man game. I'm sorry. They're mostly locked to the PlayStation.
This is the first one I've attempted since our first ever retro replay show, which was Spider-Man, which I rage quit. I didn't even know what that meant, but I got so angry. It was the old Atari. It was miserable. PC gaming is really interesting because we haven't really talked about that a lot. And I actually work on a bunch of PC. I've done Guild Wars for years and
I did Guild Wars.
Star Wars.
They never had me back though. Next time you have me back, tell them to bring back my character, Zoja. I'm an Asurian character.
Thanks, by the way. I did not want to jump off this cliff. I hate getting wet.
Okay, well, I can make that happen.
Hook me up, man.
I can hook you up with that. I matter of fact,
please.
And the great thing about that, people who make Guild Wars are based in Seattle, where this is, and they're like, "Come on up. We'll have you up. You can record up here, so I can make it a working vacation in the future." So it's going to be great.
You can tax deduct that. Make it happen.
I can make that happen.
Because everyone loved my character. They just never asked me back. And I was like,
oh my gosh. Next time I talk to them, I'll be like, you know, Felicia Day wants to come back. And they're going to lose their mind. They'll be like,
Thank you.
Yes.
See, I don't need to email showrunners. I just go through Nolan North.
That's right. I'm the one who needs showrunners. This it's balance, what she and I have. Yin, it's yang. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Sitting on a, putting a chair on a treadmill. I've never thought of that. That's genius.
It's the ultimate laziness.
This thing is put a chair on rollers on a thing. It's like I'm getting my steps in and just sit there. What am I? Star Wars: Old Republic. I heard a rumor, and I swear it's just a rumor, but that they may be bringing Uncharted 4 to a PC. I don't know if that's true, but I thought they might be doing that. And I mean, I know that
that would be incredible because they're always usually only on PlayStation. And yeah. I played the second one on my PlayStation, but that's the last one I played.
Well, that was the best.
I mean, it was really good. I just never. Are you? You're saying that objectively, or because of your performance?
No, I really liked that game. Was I in that? Drew?
A little bit.
No, I did. I really liked the second. I thought that second game had the it. For me, it was pacing. And everybody knows I'm not a huge gamer, but I recognize that game as the pacing. It was like every scene. It's like watching a movie and be like watching a movie and you get to like a certain point and go, I'm going to pause that. I'll watch the rest of it later.
Yeah.
In a game, you know, you're like, I got to go to bed, but no, I got to keep going. He's got to find out. He's got to get to Sully. He's got to get to, and it just kept.
Really good storytelling. Yeah. There's really good storytelling in that.
Yeah. I thought it was really
good. Think about really that movie. The movie's going to come out.
Yeah.
What do you think about
I'm excited about it. I actually, they flew me to Spain to meet Tom Holland and talk with him.
What?
And yeah, and he's a huge fan of the game. Got to sit there and meet everybody. And I've been telling everybody. So Sony has given us exclusive assets. We're going to be releasing some next week on our show.
Oh my gosh, it's going
to
be so exciting.
We're trying to, and Drew and I are trying to figure out the clues. So they've given us assets that aren't released anywhere else, pictures from the set, from the movie.
What? That's amazing.
So we're very, very excited. And I think they'll do a good job. Tom Holland's a big fan. And the great thing is it's the conceit is where was Nathan Drake in his 20s? Because the game's never addressed that. And so it can live in its own world and it be its own
that's
thing.
What the problem is when video games are like directly translated. Yeah. Like I'm worried about Last of Us, you know, because it's like, okay, the game is a masterpiece, but I guess for people who don't game, they can live that story, right? But it's hard when you duplicate it for the gamers who's already been in that world.
Yeah.
So it's smart to do a different version of it. So you're just filling the world out versus like duplicating what gamers have already done.
Yeah. And I think you have to do with Last of Us, you would have to do a one-to-one adaptation because the story is the setting, right?
It is, exactly. I guess they're just going to take the script. I don't know. They just picked it up, I think, for 6 episodes or something for HBO.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I'm sure it'll be great. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just going
to
be...
It has to be exactly the same thing you played because it's so perfect.
But that's the problem with... And I don't know if this will be a problem. The interesting thing is... It's not a movie, it's a series, so you can develop, you have more time to develop characters because I think people follow characters through their stories and not the other way around necessarily. So what I think is, you know, because if you did it with Uncharted, or you're taking somebody's personal experience where they're Nathan Drake or they're Ellie or Joel running around in this world, and that person with the controller gets to make those decisions and actions and you know the consequences of those kind of things, rather than just be a passive audience member and sit back and go, oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't have gone down.
You invest so much in your own avatar in a sense, even if it's you're playing one character, that when you see other people making decisions, it feels frustrating, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, but
I agree with
but
you.
But I, you know, I'm of the mindset of like, you know, I know how hard it is to get, you know, things made and actually get them up on the screen. And, you know, I wish them all the best to get it because, you know, I think gaming in particular has just been such a great place for storytelling, you know. Todd Stashwick has been, you know, working with Amy Hennig now for years, you know, writing some stuff, you know, he's a great writer and he does some of that stuff on top of all the acting and things that he does. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Last of Us comes through. They got the showrunner from Chernobyl, right? I mean,
Yeah, it's definitely looking like it could be really good. So yeah. I'm rooting for it because I want video games to be more respected for their stories, because I think people don't respect video games for storytelling. And, you know, it's a different kind of storytelling, but it is incredible when it's done really well. And I feel like lately it's been done very, very well. And so hopefully that will, you know, that translation from, you know, video game to real life or real life TV, live action, it will succeed. And then it'll let other video games kind of be done better, because there've been some really bad video game adaptations in the past. So I'm crossing my fingers. I think it's the gaming's moment.
It could be. It's what's going to usher us into 2021. It's just going to be gaming. Gaming exactly. And film. It's just going to converge in this beautiful world.
Well, I got an Oculus, the new one that's wireless, and it's great. I mean, it is. I'm sure you've played around with it. I mean, you do a lot of mocap anyway, but...
I haven't seen the Oculus.
The new Oculus is so... it's wireless, and it's so easy to put on. It's so it's so much more friendly to use.
Really?
So I feel like maybe, you know, I always think VR is going to be like a niche thing forever, you know, but it's going to get to the point where it's so easy to put on. It might be mainstream with gamers, at least because of the smaller, lighter headset with no wires. It makes a world of difference.
That's pretty cool. I remember the big thing when it first started was like, this is the future. If we can cure the nausea. You know, like for certain things.
Yeah, I mean, you still do that if you move too fast.
Well, because one of those best things, like, imagine like if you could do it well, like a racing game, like I'm, you know, like,
oh my God,
if you were like, you know, like pick one, like Gran Turismo or Forza or something like that, or Dirt 5, there's a plug for you. Dirt 5, kids, go get yourself. but it's like, imagine just not, I mean, literally being in the steering wheel and looking to your left and right, looking over your shoulder like a racer would. I mean,
yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, that would be. I mean,
They've already got to have that right now. I played like a Walking Dead one, and I was terrified. And if you've ever done, have you ever done The Void, which is like basically it's you go to the mall. It's at malls, and they do a VR experience where you put the Oculus and the backpack on, and you go through an actual maze. So you're moving, but like, you're seeing stuff that feels so authentic, and you're feeling like air in your face, and you're feeling water, and it's like really incredible.
Really?
So, where
is this?
They have one at Downtown Disney, and I think there might be one in Century City. Of course, they're closed right now, but it's called The Void, and it's really cool. They have one on the 3rd Street Promenade too. Because I went there and did the, I think a Star Wars one there too. It's really cool. Definitely you should take you and your kids should go, because it really is a cool experience with like four friends.
What's your favorite experience with that new Oculus so far?
You know, I haven't played around with it a lot. I did a Walking Dead game. I mean, I get vertigo really badly. And so if I step on a grate when I'm wearing an Oculus, I feel like I'm falling. Like I get vertigo.
Really?
Yes, I have such a fear of heights that I don't know if it's an inner ear thing or whatever, but I get literally, I have to take it off if there's something that feels like I'm on the edge of a precipice or something. I think I'm going to play around with it. A lot of people on Twitch are playing Phantasmophobia, which is like, you're kind of a ghost hunter. So you go on in with four friends, and then the ghost will just pop out and like start throttling you. And I'm like, no, I don't want to play that one.
I don't like to be scared. I don't like that kind of stuff. There was one that we played on the show, Super Hot. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's like, which, by the way, it sounds like a porn name.
You know, yeah, it's
like, hey,
did
you play Super Hot in VR? It's like, what the? It's not, it's like this, but it's like this
combat simulation.
It's like a combat simulation, and as you like, and you have to grab a gun to shoot the bad guys coming at you.
What?
And it turns, but it's all like geometric shapes. It's not, it's very simple, but
yeah.
So it like is
time only moves when you move. So like everything's right. Bullet time until you make a movement. So like it feels like you're in the Matrix, and then you can plan out your motion. So you kind of feel like a badass when you execute.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, so you kind of program it and be like, and then you go through it.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of like if a guy shoots at you and the bullet, you can see it slowly coming at you. And only if you move, does it move. So if you move fast, it comes fast. But if you kind of move slowly, and it, as it gets closer, you realize, and then you're sitting there with your headset going.
Oh, that's cool. That's amazing.
And it goes right by you, and then you're bringing up, at the same time, you're bringing up your left arm to shoot the guy. But it's really cool. It's
yeah, I would love to see. It probably looks really stupid. Like, you look dumb doing it, right?
Well, I don't think I look dumb doing anything.
I mean, watching somebody else do VR is like the most inelegant thing ever.
Oh, that I'm trying to pitch that show to networks. I'm like, this is simple. We're going to put a guy in this, put him in a room, roll the cameras. We'll all go to lunch, come back. We got gold. This is in your Thursday night lineup. Put it after whatever the hell's on Thursday night.
Isn't that like in Norway and they stuff? They have that long form TV where they just like show you a log burning or like,
yep,
like a 6 hours or just watch a train ride for 6 hours on their prime time TV and it gets millions of views.
By the way, I would do that. I would do the train one.
I would watch it. I want to see what's going on.
Just
get me out of this house.
Hey, can you believe if you're just like watching that thing and then some guy goes, did you see the naked woman on the horse? And you're like, wait, what? Like, no, she was riding by.
Oh, no, that
like,
would be amazing.
But it's like just a split second.
And you can't rewind. You can't use rewind. Your DVR. It's like, you got to watch. You got to see where it is.
VR on a train. I see. VR train really rides through idea. Like Scotland. Like go from Glasgow to Edinburgh and just in a VR train ride. We should do this.
Yeah, why are Hogwarts Express or something.
I have such good ideas.
Why are you not pitching this right now? You are a fountain of creativity.
I know. Okay, get this. Mm-hmm. Frozen foods. I'm thinking... You get it, you freeze it, and then you sell it, you know? Do you know that's not a joke. My grandfather swore he came up with the idea for frozen food before Bird's Eye. He died penniless, my grandfather, but he was crazy. We don't know. We never knew if he's like, no, I had that idea. Now, I don't know if he had that idea at a bar with his buddies in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, we all have a lot. I mean, listen, everybody's got a good idea, but whether you actually execute it, right?
That's right. That's right. He did not.
He didn't. He clearly didn't.
He did not
Sorry.
Execute it.
Rest in peace.
But
Rest
he
in
did. Peace. He Your did play grandpa. The lottery every day of his life.
Did he win?
Never. And let that be a lesson to you, kids. The Powerball is not for you.
No.
The only reason there is a Powerball is because there's millions of you who think it's your turn.
It's your turn.
By the way, true. I just bought 20 tickets.
I actually won the lottery twice. I won three numbers.
Stop,
when I was,
stop, wait, stop.
Not like a what? Big number. It was like $500 once and $1,100. So I got five out of six numbers, and that was $1,100 or $1,200. Like, I could have won. If one more number, if I had just picked 23, I would have won like $2 million. But I didn't, and I got $1,200.
Wait.
But then.
One number goes from $2 million to $1,200?
Yes, it was Texas. I know, that was a big leap, right? And then I got, when I was like 12 years old, my dad gave me a dollar and my brother a dollar. And we were in Florida where it was, I think it was like the lotto had just started. And he was like, you can go buy a lotto ticket or you can keep it. And my brother is a real cheap ass. So he kept his. And I went in and bought a three number, a pick three. And I was like, well, 19 is my lucky number. And I like the number three. So I picked 319. And it happened to be March 19th that day, the next day. So evidently, I won. It won. And I got $500. And my mom is kind of a kookadoodle. She honestly thought it was some kind of plot to kidnap us all. So she made our dad like walk four blocks to cash the ticket in and get the money because she thought. She thought there's no way we could have legitimately won, you know, like somebody's about to kidnap. Like, this is a trick. It's the government or something.
It's the government. Look up for it. And you never saw your father again.
No, exactly.
And like, but he dropped the money by the windowless van as they drove him away. Yeah. And you got $500.
And he said pink key. And for my whole life, I've been looking for that pink key.
Ah. So what's next? What days do you plan on Twitch streaming? Do you have a schedule? What can we...
I do have a schedule. On Sunday nights, people. I do... Yeah, on Sunday nights, I do Twitch streaming with the Guild. So I got the Guild back together. So we do Among Us with some guests every Sunday. And then on the last Sunday of every month, we play a D&D one-shot. It's just been really fun.
Okay.
And then I stream myself Wednesday afternoons and Friday nights. And then I do an extra like D&D game on another person's channel on Tuesdays. And sometimes I play Among Us on Thursdays. So the best thing to do is just check out my Twitch schedule or my Discords.
There you go.
I really love it. I've been streaming for 6 years. So it's been quite a long time since I started, but I was only doing it like as a hobby, like once a week or once every other week. But since, you know, we're locked down, I'm like, I need some kind of outlet. And I really like technical stuff. And I, of course, love video games. So it just kind of grew. And it's a learning curve with all the equipment and all the settings and all the programs. And I really enjoy that aspect, just nerding out over setting stuff up.
You're good with math. Like you said, you're good with math. I don't need to do that because I have a Drew.
You have a Drew. I wish I had a Drew. Yeah, you obviously have a Drew who's very multi-talented, makes you look pretty. You got a nice couch there or whatever the hell is going on behind
you. That's like PJ. That's PJ's kind of thing. But Drew's there's so many cables off camera and monitors and things. And
yeah,
he just says, sit here, read this, talk to that. I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
Well, you know, you're good. You're a pretty face and you sit really well.
Well, that's because I've been doing some stretching. This hurts right now. I can't.
Yeah, it looks like you're doing some yoga. That's a real extreme angle. I need to do some. Ooh.
Is that the chair or is that your knees?
That was my hip joint. No, that was the chair.
Okay.
That was a chair, but it probably could be my hip joint because I am that out of shape. And I'm like, oh, just when the office is over, you'll start working out again. I know I won't. I'm not going to.
You'll be fine. You'll get it done.
It's fine. I'm going to go make a cake and then it'll be fine.
Go make a cake on your treadmill, but don't turn it on. it's the yin yang. Felicia Day, thank you so much. We'll let you get back to all the streaming. Drew, we're going to put her schedule up where she's Twitch so everybody can go find that. Everybody watches this probably is already watching her anyway because she's huge. So. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I am so happy to be on here and I miss you. I miss your face. So
here it is. We'll see you. You know, and who knows, you know what we'll do in the future. Let's get on a series together in Vancouver and we'll do a Twitch stream from there.
I like it. I count me in. Okay. Let's get that series going on. Cause it would be nice to work again.
Well, call all your showrunners and I'll call mine.
I will. All showrunners.
The runners. Guild Wars. If anybody from my friends at Guild Wars is watching this.
Hello.
This is
Zoja.
This is her audition.
Come on. The College of Cybernetics needs me back.
There you go. Yep. I don't see why this doesn't
Nailed
happen.
It.
Nailed it. Felicia, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on. Kisses Good back. Luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care. Welcome. It's Retro Feud here from the basement. I'm your host, Gene Shalitz. I don't know. That's not a real name. Nolan North. Yeah, of course. We already introduced me. You know. You guys know. Only people watch. Nobody news watching this. Guys, welcome to Retro Feud. We're going to give you 5 questions each, and we get point totals, pagans on the calculator, because I can't add, and we're going to have some fun. Here's how we start it. I'm going to think of a number between 1 and 20. Whoever's closest without going over gets to choose if they want to go first or second. I'm thinking of a number. McKinley, you pick first. Pick a number.
7.
Michael.
13.
The number was 9. McKinley, Joe, you get to
9.
You got 9. That's it, right, the doctor said. Tell me, do you want to go first or second?
I think I'd rather go second.
Everybody does that. Everybody does that.
It's a good strategy.
Nobody likes to be the first.
Yeah, I was going to say it too.
I knew you were going to take that.
All right. I'm going to leave it alone. Thank you for teeing it up for me. First of all, McKinley, where are you in the world?
I'm in Utah.
Utah. Michael?
West Virginia.
I knew that. Yeah. Then we're going to Michael. You will get the first 5 questions. Pagan, are you ready?
I am ready, sir.
Okay, here we go. Start the clock. You have an inordinate amount of time on the clock.
I have
First question, Who is the most popular person associated with Christmas?
Santa Claus.
Name one food you might have at Christmas dinner.
Ham.
Name a word or phrase that begins with snow.
Snow globe.
Snow globe. Name a popular Christmas carol.
Deck the halls.
Name something people do on Christmas Day.
Open presents.
Ding, 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 ding. Too cheap for a real bell. but that is your five questions. Thank you very much. I think he did really, really well.
I was just thinking of Christmas cliches.
Yeah, well, our show is based on all cliches. First question, you said, who is the most popular person associated with Christmas? Number one answer, Santa Claus, 74 points. Jesus Christ and Mary were the other answers, which were given by God.
Mm.
God.
Fair enough. It was hard to get hold of, but he filled in the questions.
Name one food you might have at Christmas dinner. You said ham. Turkey, number one answer, which is a little ironic because we've just had tons of turkey here in the United States. So kind of sick of it. So ham. 25 points. Ham. Name a word or phrase that begins with snow. Number one answer, snowflake, followed by snowman. Snow globe. Again, we have no actual 0 points. Snow globe. I like a snow globe.
I would have said snowballs, but that's just me.
She just won. You know what? Game's over. Snowballs. Oh, that's nice. You didn't say snowball. You said snowballs. Well, you live in Utah and it does get cold, so you probably run across those quite a bit.
It also gets bloody hot. I don't understand
this. Okay, name a popular Christmas carol. You said Deck the Halls, which that actually was the first one that came to my mind. That's another 0.
What?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's for 50 and Frosty the Snowman. Deck the Halls is one of my...
Who are they polling for these answers?
Yeah, but I think the key here is carol versus song, right? Like,
but who knows all
Deck the Halls is a carol. Snowman. Rudolph is more of a song.
Deck the Halls is it a carol?
Well, like a carol is a song.
It is a season.
Well, yeah.
Do you understand what I have to put up with, guys? Do you?
I know, so frustrating.
It doesn't matter because name something people do on Christmas Day. Open gifts. Number one answer, 72 points, which is going to give you a ridiculous amount of total of
171.
171 is what I was about to say. 171 points. McKinley, Joe, you and that just talking bird. Going to have to come up beat 171. No, I love it. No.
It's cute.
We have not had a talking bird on the show. Mm-hmm. My neighbors have a bird who can literally mimic my neighbor's voice, and believe it or not, you know the alarm every time a door opens, like when you have little kids. Bah! We hear that and we're like, what the heck? It's the bird. It mimics the bird. It's the bell.
That would terrify me.
We should use the bird bell for the thing when... Okay.
We'll find one.
Here we go. McKinley, here we go. Your answers start now. 60 minutes on the clock. What is the worst gift you could give your significant other?
I just read one of
those. A piece of coal.
Okay. Name something commonly hung on a Christmas tree.
An ornament.
Name something people do the day after Christmas.
Stay indoors and eat lots of their stocking stuff or candy.
Name an item you might find in a Christmas stocking.
Orange.
Name a smell. Name a smell typically associated with Christmas.
Cinnamon.
Okay, ding, 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 ding. The bell has sounded.
That was terrible.
What is the worst gift you could give a significant other? Number one answer, socks.
What?
Number two, another two answer. Get this is real. Divorce and an STD.
Yeah.
STD?
STD, huh?
I would take socks over an STD. I'm just saying.
I would rather get an STD from a significant other than, you know, the socks. Guy behind the guy behind the grocery store.
Divorce.
Hey, you want a Christmas gift? All right.
It depends on
come behind this dumpster. I'll show you. Cole, 7 points. Actually, Cole's on there. Seven points. We got some making up to do, but I got some good answers coming up.
Yeah,
name something commonly hung on a Christmas tree. You said ornaments. Number one answer, 37 points. 37 points. Ornaments. Name something people do the day after Christmas. Sleep and relax is the number one answer. But eat. 11 points for eat. All the goodies you said all the goodies and candy in their stocking, mm-hmm. which I thought you were going to say here. Name an item find in a Christmas stocking. Candy, number one answer. And orange with 16 points. But I'm going to give you the candy as well because you said candy before. So that's going to be 60 points.
Yay.
She gets 60 points for that. And finally, name a smell typically associated with Christmas. Number one answer, of course, Drew.
Yes.
Cinnamon number evergreen 45 but cinnamon nice. For 22 points cinnamon yay. Which I do like that cinnamony smell. We have those pine, you ever get those cinnamony smell pine cones?
No,
buy them at the mm-hmm. store. I think Trader Joe's store out here has them.
I get little cinnamon sticks.
Really strong. Yeah, cinnamon sticks, throw those into boiling water, you got yourself a party. Pagan, the other score, what did she come up with?
137.
137, which is less than 17. Michael Timmons coming in strong with the big win here on Retro Replay. I mean, it was a battle. You had to take on a bird, but you stuck to your guns.
He didn't help
and,
at all.
And you
let me down, bird.
You did your thing. You had your vape. You just sat there looking like an absolute psychopath, just waiting to fight. Just like, yeah, keep talking, funny boy. I'm going to sit here in the hoodie and play out your death.
I use this thing all the time. I don't know, like,
Don't worry about it. There are times I'm not supposed to, you know? Yo, hey, no judgment here. I'm just sitting there watching you just rock. He is so chill. He is so West Virginia, man. He's like, what's up? Let's go party.
I was actually born in Manassas, Virginia. I've only just recently moved out here, like maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah, it's Virginia too. Okay, Virginia, West Virginia. Do you know what the difference is? One is west of Virginia.
That's what I tell people.
And then
it's the same thing. It's just I'm over here now.
Yeah, and keep going west. You know where you are? Drew's neck of the woods. You're in Kentucky.
That's right.
When you want to wear a really tight belt. Yeah. That backwards, like, hey, you want to come back here and help us with our barn? Sure.
Sure. No, the answer is no.
That's because you've lived out here long enough.
That's true.
Say down it in there, Spanish, it's like,
sure.
No.
It's like, we'll give you a free trucker hat. Okay.
All right. That's actually that.
Only if it's signed by Nolan North.
Exactly.
I can make that happen. Guys, thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. Hope you're staying safe, staying healthy, enjoying the holiday spirit. I see, except from Thanksgiving all the way through the New Year, this is like I'm just in cruise mode. Mm-hmm. I'm as chill as Michael Timmons is with his vape. I'm as chill as McKinley's bird just in the back on. Don't watch the show. Burk, he sucks. Burk, he's not funny. Burk.
Can we get that bird full time?
I want a bird. Teach your bird to go. Burk. I don't even know what that is.
I think it's a.
The only thing he can say is pretty bird, and he only likes to say it at his own reflection.
Pretty bird.
He's a narcissistic asshole.
Do you know what?
He's my new favorite bird ever.
That is ironic because I say pretty bird every time I brush my teeth in the morning. But pretty bird. Which isn't easy with an electric toothbrush. It's not really electric. I have an electric toothbrush.
Love those.
Nice. Well, you know, they are better for the gum line. Don't forget to floss. Otherwise, your breath smells. Thank you guys for playing the feud, for being replayers. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will see you next time on Retro Feud. That's a wrap. Okay, it's that time again when we honor the photos on the bar. Who do we have up today? First up, Luis Reza. Yes, he's my Luis Pool. Looking at Deadpool, love it. Jed Ted, that's Theo. We both look good in that photo. I miss that flat cap. Alexis Elizondo, taking a selfie and looking herself in the mirror. I like a woman with a flower in her hair. Well done, Alexis. That's very cute. And it's a special retro replay because we have our fourth photo on the bar. Yes, the bar has expanded. Shayla Vanstone on a beautiful horse on the beach, which makes me jealous. That is, you can't even walk your dog on the beach in California. And Shayla has this beautiful horse. I wish I knew the horse's name, so I give some love there too. But I'll just say that is a beauty. Thank you, Shayla, Alexis, Luis, and Jed Ted. And of course, the members' shout outs this week at the Get Good level, we have Alex Hutchison, Nikolai K, TC Gamer, Ronan Hunter, and David Marlin. At the Drew Soup level, we have Mal Ramsey, Jake Brown, and Adam P. Incognito. B2D Adam. And finally, of course, at the Ultimate Beast level, Chris Valentine, a.k.a. Joe 90, Chris V, Abby Kadabi. I love that. If that was her real name, I really hope it is. Your name is Abby Kadabi because I want to meet your parents and shake their hand. The CV Gun 123 and Snaker Pace. Thank you so much for being our faithful members. And here is this week's shout out just for you. Because of the Washington Husky dogs. I'm very proud. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you to Felicia Day. Thank you for putting up with me, Drew, just stumbling my way through Spider-Man, Miles Morales. Thanks to all you replayers. Thanks to everybody who came out there and played a little retro feud with us. Michael Timmons and McKinley, and of course, Pagan. Thanks to Paul Both, Stephanie, Drew, who's, you know, he's over there. And the other guy, PJ, wherever he is, probably combing his hair. Or shaving his back. We'll see you next time. I mean, hold on. Damn, where'd I put my glasses? There. My crotch grabbed them. Okay, here we go.
Retro Replay stars Nolan North and was created by PJ Harzma, Drew Lewis, and Nolan North. This episode was edited by Stephanie Judge and mixed by Paul Bach. This show is listener supported, so if you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Or join our community as a member on YouTube. You can choose from 1 to 4 tiers to support on a monthly basis. If you're currently a member, thank you for supporting us and keeping this channel going. This show is brought to you by Red Bear Films and Retro Replay. I'm Paul Both. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.